Okay, this week's parsha is Vayeshev, and at the end of the parsha it tells about Yosef being thrown into the jail. And two of Paro's servants were also sent to he was in jail 10 years, and then two of Paro's servants were sent to jail, and they had a dream, and he interprets the dream. One was going to die, and one was going to be put back on his work for Paro. So Yosef asks the servant, that was the Sar Mashkin, the one that served drink that was going to be returned. So he asked them if he would please speak to Paro about him, because he really didn't do anything wrong, and if Paro could intervene. And the Ralbag praises Yosef on this, because he says the person must take a responsibility for himself to try to help himself. And that what he did. He asked the guy to help him when he had the chance, because he did him a favor. He figured the guy would do him back a favor. Now, Rashi by Yaakov, when Yaakov meets Esav, Rashi says that you have to do, again, Rashi says over there the same thing. He says that you have to do everything in your power, take responsibility for yourself, and then afterwards you pray to God. So he says, Yaakov sent a peace treaty, thought he could appease them. Then he divided the camp. If the peace treaty doesn't work, so he says there was a strategy of war. The dividing of the camp was a strategy of war. Then he prayed to God. Okay? Everything will be okay, except that Rashi over here condemns Yosef for not relying on God. But Rashi himself says you should help yourself. Okay? Rashi himself says you should help yourself. So, how could he say, how could he condemn Yosef for doing all that is in his power to do? You know what I mean? That's his responsibility. The answer is that Rashi, if you look at his terms very closely, he says he didn't have betachon in God. Betachon means security. He didn't have security in God. What Rashi means is that you have to put all your energy into doing everything you can, every strategy that is humanly possible, and you should learn the subject, how to defend yourself and how to deal with it to the best of your ability. Simultaneously, your security should be in God. Okay? Your security should be in God. It's a very, very hard distinction. You know what I mean? Like, you put all your energy in working out a plan, and then, but you don't rely on it, you rely on God, that it should work out. So the thing is that there was a certain amount that that Rashi's, and the proof that Rashi has is that he stayed two more years. Okay? He stayed two more years. So since he stayed two more years, what was the punishment? The punishment was because it was a security that this guy will help him out. It wasn't just practical. Once again, the reason why Rashi holds that Yosef put all his security into this not all of his security, a certain amount. I mean, definitely he realized that you have to rely on God. But there was a certain amount of the emotion of security in working it out. The reason why Rashi says that is because he was left another 2 years in the jail. The Ralbag would say that he was left another 2 years in jail simply because he didn't, his time wasn't up. God wanted him there 12 years, not 10 years. But Rashi held that the last 2 years was a punishment because he put security into the Egyptian instead of in his plan. He had more security in his plan than he had for God. A certain amount of security in his plan, which he didn't attach to God. Okay? Now, the thing is that the best way of doing this and to try to explain it is to explain the development of a human as I see it at this point. Okay? The development of a human is when you start out, all your security is in the physical world. It's in money. Some people have security in money. Some people have security. They have karate. They could defend themselves, so they feel secure. But whatever their security is in the physical world. Then when they get older, and if they see the world of ideas, like the ideas of Mishle and these ideas in Torah, how to protect yourself, so then you see that the mind is the real guide, and your security changes. Yeah, slowly, your security changes from the physical, and it turns to the mind. We have security in the mind, where my mind is what I have to rely on, okay? Then after a while, when I use the mind to understand God and I see how it works, then my mind tells me that the ultimate security is in God, but the planning that I do in everyday life, that's my responsibility to do everything, take responsibility for myself and do everything I can. But however, the ultimate security in who will bring about the results is relying on God. Now, what Yaakov didn't, somehow he did not make the complete transition to total security on God, but he still had a remnant of the security in the mind. You see? So therefore, God put him in jail. According to Rashi, God put him in jail for another 2 years, so that he should be able to undo that that part of him. In other words, we're talking about Yosef. That Yosef somehow the transition from security of the mind to security of the of Hashem, a God, was not complete. It was a certain amount, but it wasn't completed, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that was what happened to Yosef, and then it took him another 2 years to complete it. His stay in the jail made him complete it. I'll give you a proof that it is so. In other words, when you want to go someplace, there's no guarantee you're going to get there. You might plan to go there, or your car could break down, you could get sick, a million things could happen. So you see results are not in your hands. If you look around the physical world, you see results are not in the in your hands. So that's how you see that really. So that's the area that we rely on God. So we make all the plans, and then whether it works out, we turn to God.